like, there's something that doesn't make any sense at all why you should do that.
You're just plain crazy.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call them a fool?
Yeah, I've heard people call fools.
Mm-hmm. Does that sound kind of ugly to you?
It makes me mad if anybody would call me a fool, because I think what you consider a fool is somebody that's just downright not got good sense.
Mm-hmm.
And if he has it, he don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather not be called a fool.
Yeah. What is, you say that someone is common. What does that mean?
No pride.
Mm-hmm.
Lost their pride.
You just call them?
Just common.
Mm-hmm.
Just trashy. Lost their pride and don't care.
Mm-hmm. What if you said that a girl is common? What would that mean?
She just lost her pride.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lose your pride, you have a great fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I think at the girl should try to hold on to is her pride.
Mm-hmm. Does it have special meaning when you say that a girl is common?
Well, I guess it does. She just don't care who she keeps company with.
Uh-huh.
She does things that's not good. In other words, she just common.
Like she'd have an illegitimate baby or something?
Yeah, that would be awful.
Say an older person who still gets around real well, does all their work, doesn't get tired.
They're active.
Okay.
For their age.
Any other way of saying that?
Spry.
Uh-huh. And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little.
I always felt worried about mine when they didn't come in when I told them to.
You could say you feel worried, or you could say
I could feel worried.
Uh-huh.
And I'm uneasy.
Uh-huh. And someone else might say, well, they'll be home all right.
Well, there's nothing. They ain't going to do nothing. It's wrong.
Uh-huh.
Just don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
But try doing that sometime.
Well, I have never had any kids.
Just try doing it.
Someone who's real sure of doing things his way. Anybody else.
He's a know-it-all.
Uh-huh. And when he does something wrong, he won't ever admit he's wrong. And he's not going to change. It doesn't matter if there's no sense in arguing with him. You tell him, don't be so.
Pig-headed.
Okay. And someone that you can't joke with, without him losing his temper.
Yeah, I hate running with someone like that. He just can't take a joke.
Uh-huh.
He wants to be a joke, and he's too sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
He will joke you,
mm-hmm.
tease you, but you mustn't tease back.
Mm-hmm. You could say he's sensitive, but what else did you say about him? Do you ever say he's touchy or testy?
Oh, yeah, he's a little bit touchy.
Uh-huh.
My daddy would say he's a little touchy. About certain things. Just don't mention them to them.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them to
just keep your shirt on now and don't get mad.
Or just keep
calm.
Huh?
Just keep calm.
Uh-huh. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Any other way of saying that?
Weary.
Uh-huh.
Leg red. Because you my legs give out.
Uh-huh. Or say, I'm
just completely pooped out.
Uh-huh. What about saying wear out? You say I'm just completely
worn out.
Uh-huh. And someone leaves a lot of money on the table.